Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents The Big Five at Five, number five.
All right, right into it. I'm the Big Five as we get into some. People are offering opinions from all over the building. People are running in here talking about La La Land. It happens. Sometimes you just strike a chord with a conversation. number five, though, Josh Norman has agreed with Aaron Rodgers in a way. Aaron Rodgers last week kind of came out and said the best course of action to deal with the feedback from the president about the protests is to ignore everything he says. Don't address it. Don't respond to him. Let him just be on a vacuum. You know, Aaron Rodgers said almost the same thing. Josh Norman, what he said basically was, you're making a ton of money. You have one of the best products in the world. He's going to be gone in 2 years. Just ignore him as long as it takes. Let this whole thing die down and don't address it and talk about it and, you know, and try to placate everything he does. Just ignore it. It's kind of the same thing Aaron Rodgers said. I think he's onto something, but I don't think it would work. That's the other thing.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot to analyze there because I don't necessarily know if he's accurate in saying that he won't be there in 2 years because we didn't think he was going to be there to begin with, and he somehow won. The other thing, though, is where Josh Norman is right and Aaron Rodgers are right is the people who have an issue with this, they're not listening to anyone regarding the issue anyway. They continue to say the same nonsense over and over that it's about the military, and if you would listen to what these guys are trying to say, you'd know what they're protesting and why they're protesting. So what you're saying is falling on deaf ears to begin with.
Of course.
And the only reason Trump does this is because he knows he can rally up his base. He can anger the people who voted for him to begin with because it's a way for him to feel good about what he's doing. And Josh Norman and Aaron Rodgers are right. Just ignore it. The NFL never should have addressed it because they opened up a can of worms doing that. And they did the right thing by saying, you know what, we need to reevaluate this thing. I have zero issue with them ignoring it, and maybe they are onto something. Just ignore the guy, and while he probably won't go away, you're not going to give him the satisfaction of knowing that he's getting under your skin.
Yeah, but he won't stop. Like, he will not allow that to work. It should work in theory. He'll just go louder and crazier and stronger and get his base more and more whipped up until then there has to be a response. Like, that's how he would handle it. So I think under normal circumstances, these are correct. This is not normal circumstances. And by the way, his base doesn't care. Like, we should ignore everything he tweets out.
Yes.
Everything. Because all he wants is reactions, and we're giving him what he wants. And it's frustrating. I get it. But in the end, it's not going to matter. The big debate right now, for some of you that only watch sports and only try to listen to sport, I'll fill you in on the news right now. There's a huge debate going on. Is the president on tape using the N-word? That's seriously a debate right now happening.
Yeah.
And guess what? It doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter. Of course it does. But in the end, it's going to come out that he did say it. There will be a tape. We'll hear it. And the people that don't like him will be outraged and angry. And the people that love him will double down even more on their love for him. Like, that's how it's going to work. So in the end, why are we so worked up about it? I'm telling you this. Don't be worked up about it. Ignore it. Live your life. Don't worry about this stuff day to day. It's impossible. Like, I get it. I'm caught up in it too. But it doesn't do you any good, and it's not going to change anybody's mind.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, when he said he could go shoot people on Fifth Avenue,
he wasn't kidding.
Wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He was true.
Yeah, he was being. That's probably the only honest thing he said.
Yeah.
But
does anybody really think anybody's going to not support him anymore? That's a supporter right now?
No.
If he absolutely did say that word on tape? No, they're still going to love him. So why get caught up in this every day?
Well, and the other thing Josh Norman said was about the making money. And a lot of these people who are quote-unquote protesting the NFL, they think that their protest had something to do with it. The NFL ratings drop and whatever. But what they always fail to address is that the ratings drops for NASCAR, which is arguably the most patriotic sport, right? Those ratings have dropped even more than the NFL. Like, literally, people are tuning out of NASCAR left and right, but that is the all-American sport. You know, we got the Chevy and the Ford out there, but...
And by the way, people aren't tuning out of NASCAR or football. They're watching in different ways. They're consuming in different ways.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous.
Well, it's
Ratings, you know, talk about ratings is completely preposterous.
Yes, because people have cut cords, they use the Fire Stick, they're using all sorts of other things.
Yeah, they go out and find different ways.
Yeah, I stopped buying NFL Sunday Ticket years ago. I just go to the bar to watch my team. I mean,
you go to Westgate on Sunday mornings.
I do that too. Yeah.
For sure, of course. That's the way to do it. I mean, that's where I am every Sunday. I would never watch it at home. If you're a real football fan, you would never stay home and watch a game on TV.
Yeah, you want to be surrounded by your friends.
All the games.
Yes, you want, especially at the Westgate. You can watch every single game. And
unless you have 12 TVs at your house, if you like the NFL, you're not watching at your house. That's why the ratings are down. It's very simple.
Yeah.
And it's like that in every sport, too. You consume different ways. But the talk about the ratings, and that's why it's down, is so preposterous.
Yes.
It's not even a logical argument, but people keep making it and they keep taking credit for it. And then we get caught up again in arguing about it. We'll try to ignore it. I know it's hard. It's the right thing to do. It's not easy to do, though.
Number 4.
All right. Where are you on Chipotle?
You know, it's weird. I like it, but I don't eat it a lot. It was one of the things I missed when I lived overseas because it obviously, you can't get Chipotle in Taiwan, but what I found when I came back was that something about it was different, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Does it make you sick anymore?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. So Chipotle has had their problems in the media. I love it. I think it's great. I'm a big fan. I enjoy Chipotle. But they are trying some new things because the market is down a little bit. They've had some bad press over the last couple of years. It happens. People are going to get sick every once in a while. But they are testing out new things like bacon on burritos and tacos in some of their locations. That is starting out in Orange County. They tried it in the New York City Next Kitchen, which is where they try a whole bunch of new things and see what people enjoy while they're walking around New York. And it worked there, so they brought it to Orange County. They're also expanding a 10-restaurant test of a build-your-own nachos bar. They're rolling that out in Denver and Minneapolis. And then they're also going to start a $2 late night tacos special that might work as well in different markets. I would say bacon and build your own nachos, you're on the right track toward rebuilding a dynasty.
I like the idea of build your own nachos. I remember as a kid, we'd go to Wendy's and they had like the build your own bar there. I like that sort of thing because
at Wendy's they did?
They used to, yeah, years
Roy
ago.
Roy Rogers used to.
Roy Rogers, to the, yes. Oh.
That used to be the place.
Roast beef sandwich, different sauces to put on it.
But also you could go Fuddruckers now these days.
Yeah, that's right, right up the street.
Yeah, you can build your own hamburger.
Yeah.
I think the build your own nachos bar is a good thing.
I like it. I'm not sure about $2 taco night or late night tacos because it's not a drive-through, right? Like, yeah. You can't just go through the drive-through. I've never seen a drive-through Chipotle, so
maybe that'll start, too.
That's not a bad idea. But, you know, like some of the other places that offer cheap late-night tacos, usually those are people who are out at the bar and they've had a few drinks, so they want tacos. I think it works at Roberto's because, you know, the tacos are really, really good there. But, like, I don't know, because there are some Roberto's that do have drive-throughs. But any of the ones by me, I have to get out of the car. But I don't know. It could work if people are willing to get out of the car. But I'm not so sure that that's going to be a thing that would stick around.
Young Schwab, where are you at on Chipotle?
Oh, I love Chipotle.
Are you in for the build your own nachos or the bacon on the burritos?
Well, I can't eat bacon.
Okay.
So correct. I probably wouldn't be on that.
Didn't think about that.
But no, I think that's a smart move. I think a lot of people like bacon. I'm surprised they didn't already have that as an ingredient.
I think it's overkill. I think it's such a cheap way of like, hey, you like bacon? Let's put bacon. Like, you don't have to put bacon on it.
I've never had bacon on a taco, by the way.
Chipotle's such a big market, though, that you make like a minor tweak and you can bring people back. It's not, you don't really need anything drastic. The nacho bars,
I'm in.
Great touch.
I'm sold. I like that.
Very, very much in for the nacho bar. We'll have to try it out when it comes out.
Number 3.
All right, it's Tuesday. That means only one thing. It's Hard Knocks Day. The greatest thing in the world. Hard Knocks episode 2 coming out tonight. We will talk a whole lot about it tomorrow, I'm sure. But we do have a couple of Brown stories because we are the leading Brown station outside of the city of Cleveland.
The official station of the Cleveland Browns.
The official station of the Cleveland Browns. I think we're going to try to brand that at some point. Antonio Callaway, rookie wide receiver, has had some off-field issues. He played a lot last week. A lot. And apparently there's a reason for it. Hugh Jackson said it was, quote, punishment. He said he kept wanting to come out. We wouldn't let him. They were punishing him for some of the off-field transgressions by making him play more. This doesn't seem like a real punishment.
No, I'm trying to figure out how exactly that translates to a punishment. But by the way, your punishment is you're gonna play every single play on offense.
I could see like a veteran. Like if it's like a seventh year guy and everybody else gets to sit out and you have to go out and grind through reps, like
yeah.
I get it. A rookie, like he probably wants to be out there. He probably wants to have a showcase.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It's an opportunity, especially because a rumor circulating out of Dez Bryant is visiting with the Browns, so he's a guy who, you know, he's going to be fighting for maybe a roster spot. Not a roster spot, but a starting role or that third slot receiver. So, sure, I'm sure he wants to be out there playing.
Wouldn't punishment be like for a rookie like not playing?
Yeah, that or you know, you got to do something off the field. That seems like it's a more adept punishment, but playing every down, I don't really know if that's...
Hugh Jackson said either you sit him or you make him play in a situation like this. Quote, I thought it was better to make him play as long as he could. There were a couple times he kept waving to come out, and we said, nope, stay in there. That was the plan. It was discipline. I was trying to make him play the whole game if I could. I didn't want him to come out. That was part of the consequence of what he'd been through, and he knows it. That's what it was. So I assume there'll be a big storyline on Hard Knocks tonight. The fact that Antonio Callaway had to play so many reps.
Now, I did not watch the first episode. I'm definitely going to watch tonight.
What?
Yeah, I'll catch up and I'll watch tonight.
You better watch last week's too.
Okay.
It's the greatest show on television. I would say it would have been the most popular movie of 2016 if it was eligible for something like that. What would be, I mean, this is not something I prepared for or talked about. I have no answer for it. But what would be like the radio station equivalent? Like you just have to go 24 hours on the air?
Yeah. That seems, I don't know, maybe you have to run the board, host the show, do the update, do the traffic, and then do a four-hour show. I don't know.
For 24 straight hours and just sound like an idiot?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the equivalent. Do you have some? You're looking at me like, what would it be?
I'm trying to think of the punishment. I don't know, doing podcast descriptions all day?
Oh.
that would be the worst if you just gave me just upload, edit that audio, and just all day.
That is rough. All right, we have to get to this story.
Number two.
I set this up about four times. I will do it again. I'll say once again about this story. I am so blown away by so many aspects of this. I went through all the emotional cycle last night. I was angry. I didn't believe it. I got sad. Then I just kind of laughed about it for like an hour. Like, I could not sleep. This is so bothersome to me. And again, you're going to hear what it is. It is a nothing story. Nobody's really talking about it. It's not really going anywhere. I assume it's going to be a big deal tonight on Hard Knocks. But this is incredibly bizarre to me. Tyrod Taylor's name is not Tyrod.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know how it happens.
What is his name?
But so there was a big moment on the show last week where the fourth string quarterback from the Browns, he is in charge of stocking the RV with snacks, the Baker Mayfield.
See, now that's a good punishment for Callaway, stuffing the RV with snacks.
No, he's not allowed on, though.
Oh.
Only the quarterbacks are allowed on.
Oh, okay.
So it's a quarterback RV. So he's walking through and he's placing the snacks and then he goes through and he said, well, this is where Baker sleeps, this is where Drew sleeps, and here's where Tyrod sleeps. And everybody's like,
wait, what?
Everybody's like, what is going on? He doesn't even know how to pronounce his own teammate's name? Like, that's the starting quarterback. But then yesterday, Joel Bitonio, offensive lineman for the Browns, comes out and says,
I think he went to this school up north, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Good question.
Sure. So if this is the case where you're going, it's very possible he does not have the proper education if he went to that school.
I still don't. I don't know. I don't know where this is going because essentially, when this happened last week, when Brogan Roback said Tyrod, everybody got a good kick out of it. People are tweeting, even some media people were tweeting and saying, "What an idiot! That blonde dude Brogan just called Tyrod Taylor Tyrod, laughing till I cry emoji." Joe Bitonio comes out and said, "I have news for you guys. Tyrod is just way too nice. I will call him Tyrod forever. Tyrod is just way too nice. He's been Tyrod his whole life, but they started calling him Tyrod on the broadcast of Virginia Tech, and he was too nice to correct them, and it just stuck.
Yeah, Tugod doesn't quite have the same. It doesn't roll off the tongue like Tygod does.
It does not. And I will. Until I hear Tyrod, until I hear Mr. Taylor talk about this, I don't know what to call him. Like, if his name is really Tyrod, I want to respect him.
Yeah, you don't want to disrespect
by calling
the guy.
Him that. But I am way too far into my Tyrod loving life to not call him Tyrod or Ty God anymore.
Yeah,
this is so complex. It's so confusing to me. I don't know how to handle this. First of all, I almost think if it wasn't Tyrod, if I didn't have so much love for him, I would say, screw you. This is your name now.
Yes.
You're too far in life to go by something different.
Yeah, because announcers still call you Tyrod. Obviously, the people in Buffalo called him Tyrod.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Baltimore. Like, nobody ever called you.
How about this? I have... My friend was a manager at Virginia Tech, then worked for a company that had a contract with the Bills. He was at practice every day. He actually worked with the quarterbacks there. So he was with Tyrod every day. He is a friend of Tyrod from college. He plays pickup basketball with him all the time. Says he's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, but that's beside the point. He calls him Tyrod. So he's been friends with him for over like 10 years.
Almost a decade, yeah.
So has he never corrected him either?
Wow. Yeah, like you would think at some point if your name was Tyrod and not Tyrod, everyone's calling you Tyrod, you would at least correct your friends and say, no, it's Tyrod. It's Tyrod, not Tyrod. But I don't know where to go. I mean, I will call him Tyrod until he comes out and says, no, it's Tyrod.
Both of you guys have easy names, Adam and Chris.
Yes.
Magnum's even easy. I've been called, whenever I introduce myself, immediately they call me Sean.
Oh.
I've been called Shakira. I've been called Shrek.
Shrek.
My name has been butchered to the nth time.
How hard is it to say Shah?
Well, you'd be surprised. People
I would be.
Pronounce it Shay. I've had people put A-O-W in my name.
You do go to that same school up north, right? So
we produce some pretty... We have like 7 Pulitzer Prize winners.
It's very possible that
I got that Wolfpack prize.
It's very possible that school up north, those people don't really know what they're saying.
But I understand his pain, and I understand, like, you know, you correct somebody once or twice. The millionth time you have to correct someone and saying it's Tyrod, not Tyrod, you're just like, just call me whatever. Call me T. Whatever you want to do, I don't really care. It's not worth going through this awkward interaction to correct.
Clearly, that's where he's at. He never corrected anybody. He's just too nice. And that's what it's at. Now, it's also I've been through so many emotions about this the last 24 hours. I have also come to the possible realization that Betonio is just lying to cover for
the backup fourth-string
quarterback.
Now, here's the other thing, though. Right, we've all been in press boxes, right? And we get the rosters, and it always has the player pronunciation on it, how to say their names.
Yeah.
So technically, it would have fallen on the person in the very first game he played at Virginia Tech if they put the pronunciation Tyrod when it should have been Tyrod. So I'm going to blame that guy.
Tyrod doesn't even make sense for how it's spelled.
No, it's Tyrod.
Tyrod just makes perfect sense.
And it sounds so much cooler than Tyrod. It rolls off the tongue.
I legitimately am just...
I know you're devastated. I could see it.
I can't even figure out where to... Like, again, I'm still going to call him Tyrod until I hear from him. Maybe I'll put back up my picture of me and Tyrod as my profile picture. just to...
Are you wearing the Bills jersey in the picture, though?
No, I was actually working. I was covering a UFC event, and he was there. It was in Buffalo.
Oh, cool.
So maybe I'll do that to kind of commemorate this day of like when we still don't know what his name is. I'm just too, I don't know.
He's too nice of a guy.
He is, but.
And we're rooting for him.
He could have just told one person.
Yeah.
One like broadcaster along the way.
He could have told that guy at Virginia Tech who writes out the player roster numbers and
cards.
He's
the backup quarterback for the Ravens for 4 years. He wasn't playing. He could have just gone to the press box and been like, guys, by the way, it's Tyrod.
Yeah. One person.
That's why I'm not going to believe this story. I will not believe it until it comes from Tyrod.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Number one.
All right. I don't even know if I can go on with the rest of this. No. Here is some very important possible future news. Yesterday, we talked about our friend Arash Markazi from ESPN. He got a sandwich named after him.
Which is pretty damn cool.
Good for him. I don't think this is fair, but I did it anyway. I said, somebody needs to name something after me. This has to happen. Now, much to my surprise, I got quite a bit of feedback from some local restaurateurs.
Really?
I think we're making progress on this. I think we're going to have something done soon.
See, now, if I was going to pick a place that would name something after you, I would go with Naked City. Because okay. You were...
That was one of the places.
And I can say this honestly. You were one of the guys who was all in on that place from day one.
Yeah.
And it's damn good food. It's damn good pizza.
Blown up.
I love it.
Now it's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I have you know, there's an Express by my house. I like that. But those guys, if anybody in this city was going to name a food after you, I think it would be them.
Now, how about this? That was one of the places that reached out, and they're going to name something after me and Steve, which, screw Steve, and Arash.
And Arash.
It's going to be after all three of us. Now, first of all...
Arash already has something, so he's out.
Arash is a big celebrity. I get it. I brought Arash to Naked City. How is he in on this?
I think that the wording of the tweet, the podcast, I put sandwich, Arash Markazi sandwich envy is how I worded
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I think that weaved in, oh, you know, these three are like, it's like Hangover, it's the movie, you know, like they roll like they're the wolf pack. It's the three of them.
Yes.
So stop
giving them excuses.
So I was trying to think of, oh, you know, what would be like a good name for something for the three of them. And Arash actually approved my suggestion.
First of all, Kamikaze. Yes, that sounds way too close to Arash Markazi.
Yes, it does.
It's only after him. That's why he liked it.
Well,
ego on this guy.
You know, I think maybe they could do, maybe we could talk to them about an app platter.
Okay.
That is the hill.
Like a sampler platter?
The hill? What encompasses the hill?
The hill.
Is that like spinach everything. And artichoke dip?
No, it's everything. It has to be a hill.
See, there we go.
Queso.
A hill of food.
Maybe like three different dips.
Some crab dip.
All right, that's great too. Buffalo wing dip. Actually, the buffalo wing dip at Naked City, I would like that to be named after me.
The hill sampler.
It is so good.
The hill sampler. Okay. I love it. It's good.
So Naked City, they absolutely reached out. They did this publicly on Twitter. That I feel like it might happen, although if Arash is included, I'm out. Just name it after Arash. That's fine. He's the big star. We get it. I understand that now I'm nothing because I brought him in and he's more... Whatever. That's fine. Another place... I don't want to kill them yet. I don't want people to... Because I feel like the problem with this is that most times when you name a menu item after somebody, people will come in because, oh, I want to go get... I like that person. I'm going to go get this. It's going to be the exact opposite. People are going to be so outraged that they name something after me that people are not going to go there. So I feel bad for this business. So I'm not going to shout them out just yet. My question is, however, one of the things we talked about with this place was to have some money going to charity for everything purchased, which I love. And I told them a couple of charities that I...
That's a good deal.
Support.
I like that.
But we didn't quite discuss yet what it would be. Should I be picky?
Yes.
Should I be picky about what it is?
You should. Because this is your namesake.
Uh-uh.
No. Right, but I should be honored. I should be honored.
Yeah, but like, if they're going to name something after you, generally, like, from what I've heard, when people get stuff named after them, it's because they come into this place and they order something specific all the time.
How it used to be, I think. But I think you should be gracious, and you should be grateful.
Yeah, but what if they name the worst thing on the menu after you?
I don't care if it is, like, you know, I'm going to name, like, a really gross concoction off the top of my head. Like a pumpernickel, hollowed out bagel with like just ketchup.
Oh,
like okay. if that was the Adam Hill, like special, I think he should still be humbled. And
but here's the thing: if it's gonna go to charity, some of the portions are gonna go to charity. You want to make it something that people are gonna eat. Nobody's gonna go into a bagel place and order pumpernickel.
Well, if it's named you after don't me, know that. They will.
Adam,
well,
if you wouldn't eat it yourself, you shouldn't have it named after you. It should first fit the criteria that I would eat this.
I kind of agree with that. But I also feel like you're, if you start being demanding, then you're kind of a jerk.
Well, no, you don't have to be demanding, though.
Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Give me something different.
Well, you're a picky eater, which might happen.
Yeah, but they may say to you, oh, well, what do you think of this, 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 and this?
Too primal.
I'm going to go.
Wasn't that one thing we talked about the other day?
It's going to be tough. I mean, I'm not going to.
I'll
not
be your
over
agent.
The top about it. The other problem is, like, if it's a sandwich, like, I understand people like things like tomatoes, which I hate. So I would be like, okay, if you want to put tomatoes on it, like, you can.
King of the Hill?
It's solid.
Now, what are they dipping out in the... What do they get as like, the stuff to dip?
Mm. I'll go like a vinaigrette.
No, like, because there's going to be a food item that you're putting in the dip, right? Like, if you have crab dip.
Oh, you're still on the sampler pattern?
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm that's like what a she's... sandwich thing.
Okay, well, you could still go with that same...
Now, what would be on the sandwich?
Ideally.
You said no tomatoes.
Yeah, but I feel like you almost have to allow them to put tomatoes on it because people like tomatoes.
Okay.
Just because I don't. I mean, it is. If it's named after me, it should be my sandwich, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like a stickler. Like, I would never eat that. Nobody wants the sandwiches that I want.
Yeah. I hate onions. I won't put any onions on. Ugh, most disgusting thing ever. So.
Adam, what's your preferred sandwich? If you could make the perfect Adam Hill sandwich,
it's always
got
different. I mean, I got to think about this. I really do. Because I like a good like chicken parmesan sandwich.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, that's really good.
There's a place, I won't say it, but yeah, I'm all about the chicken parm.
I'll say every sub that's at the
place that you and me are probably both thinking of.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll say we talked about it yesterday. I'll say it again. The Sinful Subs is
that place is awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yes. And I'm so glad it's on this side of town now.
If it is there, which very well could be, I would say whatever they're going to make, it's going to be phenomenal and outstanding.
You trust their judgment.
Now, I will also say I have been the biggest supporter on air of their marshmallow dip on the funnel stick dessert. The marshmallow dip they have, I would pretty much put on anything that I've ever eaten in my life.
So is it safe to say that you would marry the marshmallow dip?
Well, going to have a double wedding, me
circle.
And the marshmallow dip.
Full circle moment. Shaw
and La La Land. It'll be perfect. All right, we'll get into more of this. I think we might actually talk to some people on the show in the next couple of weeks and get some things rolling, but I want to know if I'm a jerk. Let me know on Twitter at Adam Hill LVRJ or reach out however you guys know how to reach out. Let me know if I'm a jerk if I'm demanding about it. Am I a jerk or should I have to have final approval over what it is to make sure it's not something that I wouldn't eat? That's the big question for today. And also, how late is too late to change your name? I think that's an important question too that we need to figure out. We might dig back into that and finish things up. Cofield and Company on a Tuesday.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
PTs, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PTs mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns. Real. Local. Play.
Next to your mortgage, your electric bill can be your largest bill. Going solar now means a 30% tax credit that will be going away soon, an NV Energy incentive, and up to 100% off your energy usage for years. With Universal Solar Direct, get zero out of pocket, zero down, and zero interest on approved credit. Call now for your free energy consultation. 702-487-6900.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Call 702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Odds are you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Call Pandalaw, 702-818-3888.
Hi, attorneys Xenophon Peters and Judah Zakalik here from Peters & Associates.
You may know us as the Panda Guys or the Panda Attorneys.
We get that a lot.
Anyhow, we know people in Las Vegas have a ton of choices when they're looking for law firms, and we'd like to take a minute to thank our clients for choosing Panda.
That's right. Thousands of Nevada residents have trusted Peters & Associates to help with their legal problems.
Some of you call for help when you've been in a car accident and got hurt, or because you need us to save your home from foreclosure.
And a lot of you call because you're struggling with too much debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and you know that there has to be a better way.
So whether you called Panda for debt settlement or bankruptcy,
a loan modification, a short sale, or to stop a foreclosure,
or you called us because you wanted a personal injury attorney who still knows what personal means, thank you.
Thank you, Las Vegas, from all of us at the Panda Law Firm.
Thank you.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
PTs, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Back here, Cofield and Company. A lot of fun and frivolity. Talking about sandwiches and Tyrod Taylor and all sorts of other things.
Wait, not Tyrod?
Tyrod. I think. I don't know. We don't know. We'll find out maybe tonight, hopefully. We'll also find out Corey Coleman's trade, how that went down. It looks like on the previews, pretty interesting moment between Hugh Jackson and Corey Coleman after the trade was made. So we'll find that all out on Hard Knocks. If you listen to the show regularly, you might want to watch Hard Knocks because you might get lost. We talk about it all the time, especially this year with the Browns on it. So we'll definitely be getting into that tomorrow after tonight's episode. But there are serious things. We've kind of, you know, pushed it back to the end of the show, but the situation in Maryland is, I guess we have a development in it, and it's a positive development in that the university is, you know, taking responsibility for what happened. Jordan McNair, offensive lineman, collapsed after a workout. There's a lot of discrepancies about exactly what was going on, what he was made to do, who was called, whether the right, you know, medical people were called. There's so many questions going on, and the investigation's ongoing. But a major step today, as they had a meeting with his family, with McNair's family, and that was Wallace Lowe, president of the University of Maryland, also athletic director Damon Evans. Excuse me. They met with McNair's family, and then they came out and kind of talked about some things that they found out. As we said, the investigation not complete. It's still ongoing, but they have found out enough over the course of this investigation to speak about it publicly, speak about some of the errors that were made by the university, and also, you know, apologize to the family of Jordan McNair. So first, let's hear Wallace Lowe, University of Maryland president, talking about the school taking responsibility.
Damon and I just got back from Baltimore. We went there this morning to meet with the parents of Jordan McNair, and I wanted to meet with them in private to express on behalf of the university our apology for their loss of their son. I said to them, and I said I will be mentioning it publicly this afternoon, but I wanted them to hear it directly from me this morning. The university accepts legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that our training staff made on that fateful workout day of May the 29th, which of course led subsequently to his death on June 13th.
Yeah, so passed out after a workout on campus with the football team and the athletic staff, the training staff, died a couple weeks later from, you know, what had happened that day. And you hear, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have been waiting for this. Wallace Lowe, university president, comes out and says, yeah, it's on us. Now, the investigation is still ongoing, as we said, so we haven't really seen, you know, the next step of what's going to happen as far as, you know, DJ Durkin's job and what's going to happen there with the program and who's going to be cleaned out. Does this make everybody go?
Well, a couple keys that he said there. He said they accept full legal responsibility,
that.
which
I'm sure
is,
his parents and the parents' lawyer heard that too.
Yeah, and then he said for the actions of our, not coaching staff,
I know,
training staff. So, and maybe he's just saying that to leave open the possibility that Durkin keeps his job. I still think when you make the comments that you accept legal and moral responsibility for what happened, I think that falls on the entire coaching staff at that school. And yeah, I think what he's saying is that, look, we are still investigating, but there's a very good chance that we're going to clean house.
And remember, it's not just this. It's, you know, Durkin's on leave for a toxic culture that was created under his watch at the University of Maryland. So it goes beyond just this one horrific and tragic incident, but certainly that's the most important thing and the thing that we should be concerned with, but also the culture that he created there. So he's still on leave. They haven't figured out what's going to happen yet, but we did hear more from University of Maryland President Wallace Loh today.
And I know that we will do, not I know, I'm committed to doing the right thing. And nothing that we can do can bring closure to their enormous loss. But I made this commitment to the parents this morning, together with Athletic Director Damon Evans. We both made this commitment that no Maryland student athlete will ever be in a situation where his or her life and safety will be at risk, especially when that risk is foreseeable. I made that commitment to them. I'm making it now to all of our student athletes and the University of Maryland community and to all the people of Maryland.
A couple issues there. First, I mean, applaud it if this is a real commitment and this is what he wants to do going forward. It's a pretty ridiculous thing to say if you're still going to have a football program. Like you said, we will never put a player in any situation where there's a foreseeable risk of death or, you know, serious bodily harm. That's what football is. Like, I know what he's saying. Believe me, I understand. They don't want to allow training methods that will put kids at unnecessary risk, all these other things. But when you say these things, we're not going to allow players to be in a position like this again. Yeah, you are. You're still going to have football there.
Yeah, because anytime a kid takes the field, he runs the risk of being seriously, seriously injured. I mean,
we've seen it, or killed.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it from time and time again where kids are paralyzed, pro players get paralyzed. There's no way to prevent things like that from happening in the game of football. Now, I get what he's saying. He's probably alluded to the fact that there were some methods here that may have transpired that they do not want to have that type of culture on campus for any of their athletic programs. But the reality is there's always a risk when you play a sport. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's soccer, if it's football, if it's basketball. I mean, you run the risk of being injured, and there's probably a higher risk in football. So, like you said, as long as you're going to have a football program, there is always going to be a potential for a kid to suffer serious or fatal injury.
Of course, there is no question about it. And I know what he's saying about it. I'm just saying you can't make those specific statements like that when it's not true. You're still going to have football.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't. They should, but you can't say we're never going to put a kid in position to be hurt again like you are.
I mean, we've seen professionals die. I mean, Corey Stringer comes to mind, you know? I mean, there was a kid at Central Florida a couple of years ago who died under similar, you know, maybe not exactly the same circumstances, but during a practice where, you know, he collapsed and had issues. So, you know, there's always going to be that risk.
They're committed to improving the methods by which they train and monitor athletes, and those are awesome, awesome thing. So I don't want to take away from that.
Yeah,
from that aspect.
And it sounds like he's putting the onus on the coaching staff to make that statement.
No, he's putting himself out there. Said, "I will make sure I'm going to be committed to this." So as a university president, that's what he's committing to, and we'll see if he's able to follow through. Now, on a side note, it's a very serious speech. I understand that. I get it, and I applaud what he's saying. But he's wearing a Maryland bow tie. Like, can you not wear the state flag bow tie when you're making a serious statement?
Well, I think he's showing solidarity with the state because I think, you know, Maryland, not a very big state, you know.
Throw a real tie on.
I don't know. I don't care
how people dress. I don't. But if you're wearing a suit and you're going to go like a bow tie or a tie, it's not the right time to be like festive, like, hey, I love the state.
Well, it's not real necessarily festive, though. It's not like a Christmas tie.
A state flag is a festive tie.
But he is representing the entire state of Maryland.
You can do that in a red tie. Give me a red. I don't need the goofy state. As somebody who grew up in Maryland, I know I grew up in 18 places. I know the stupid state.
I had no idea you lived in Maryland.
Sucks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I live right by College Park, actually, about 15 minutes away. But, yeah, we don't need the state flag. And that's why I immediately recognized it when I was watching. I was like, why is he wearing a Maryland state flag bow tie? This is a serious speech right now. It's not necessary. And by the way, he said he just came from a meeting with the kid's parents. How about you not wear the bow tie that day? It's just annoying to me. And again, I don't criticize how people dress. I don't.
It could be seen as insensitive. I see that argument.
I don't care if he wears shorts and flip-flops. I'm just saying, once you put on a tie, real tie. Give me a real tie. That's it. That's all I had to say. All right. I want to do that because we're also going to play Damon Evans here, the athletic director of Maryland, who got... a bit emotional, as you would understand, someone being, you know, closer to the program, closer to the kids, and he's had to kind of deal with this, not only
with the family of the kid, Jordan McNair, who passed away, but also all the other players who have been trying to deal with that and all the coaches and everybody else that are going through this. So we did hear from Damon Evans, Maryland AD, today.
President Lowe and I shared these preliminary findings with Jordan's mother and father. We shared our deepest apologies and sincere regrets. As a father, there are no words to say to Jordan's parents that are good enough. I have looked into the eyes of a grieving mother and father, and there is simply nothing good enough. We will honor Jordan's life, and we will ensure that a tragedy such as this never happens on our campus again. By working every single day to provide the safest environment for our student athletes on and off the field.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
On any road, any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your
left. Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story that never gets started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Someone asked one of my technicians the other day, is Ken Goodrich a real guy, or is that just an actor hired by your advertising agency? Well, let me pull out my driver's license. Kenneth D. Goodrich. Hey, I'm a real guy. And I really did hold the flashlight for my dad while we worked on air conditioners at night. And I really did buy Gettle air conditioning because Dad taught me Gettle was the best. And Dad really did teach me to replace the screws that the other guys left out. And he really did teach me to do things the right way, not the easy way. So that's what I teach my guys too. And my installers really do take 7 specific photos of the air conditioners they install, and they can't leave your house until I see those photos because I insist that your new AC be installed perfectly, picture perfect. And my dog Sadie really does meet all new employees, and if Sadie doesn't like them, I don't hire them. Gettle, we're not imaginary. We're as real gets. G-O-E-T-T-L.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, one of the coolest things you do is establish credit lines for customers in advance. So how's that work?
Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers just love it. I'm not sure of any other company that offers this.
Okay, but how long does it take and how much does it cost?
We don't charge anything, and it normally only takes around 30 minutes. People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you get into a jam. We'll process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan in the future.
Who wouldn't want to take advantage of that? Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account, and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
It smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
All right, closing things out here on this Tuesday, Cofield and Company. Steve Cofield will be back later in the week. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in to Technically Correct. Early in the day, we kick things off with local programming at 10 a.m. Tyler Bischoff, who was on with us earlier. Big show for him. We'll have Jesse Granger, who covers the Golden Knights for some publication. Not sure what it's called. And Colin Miller from those said Golden Knights. Is that correct? Is that, am I reading the board right?
Yeah, it says Colin Miller.
Well, I mean, I can read Colin Miller. There's like 18 things going on the board.
Yeah.
I assume that was the guest that Tyler has on tomorrow. Okay. So good. So I got that right.
Yeah, you know, I actually listened to a little bit of that this morning. You had Mike Grimal on. It was really good. Very informative show.
It's very early. Very early for me.
Now I'm already on my way home from the gym when that show comes on.
I usually get to sleep by 7.
Oh! So
I guess it's a tough one. It's a tough one to listen to.
That's about the time I wake up.
Yeah. So, also, Cofield and Company tomorrow. Caleb Herring, former UNLV quarterback.
I like Caleb. Current, good dude.
Current color analyst for the Rebel football broadcast. He'll join us in studio. Also, Case Kiefer, who is from that same publication as Jesse Granger. He'll sit in for the first couple hours of the show. Doc Walker will be on. Shane Knighty from the Golden Knights. Also, Jeff Sherman from the Westgate, as we do our usual Westgate plans on a Wednesday, or excuse me, Wednesdays at 4:45. So Jeff Sherman will join us tomorrow like he did last week, most likely. I don't even think he knows that yet. I'll reach out to him and tell him. So that will be tomorrow on the program. So make sure you turn into both those shows. And then there's one in the middle. I don't know. Our guy, Ryan, will be over there. Make sure you kind of taunt him and get him to try to curse.
Now, is it? Oh, yeah. Was it Ryan and Steve again?
I don't know who's on there. I just said Ryan will be there, and we'll see who else goes there.
I heard, it went smoothly today, from what I heard.
Don't taunt Ari like that. why would you do that?
I already went in the back and heckled him a little bit.
So make sure you turn into those shows tomorrow. But right now, we're closing things out with our favorite time of the day. Grab
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
So I saw this today. It's hot outside. You wear a hat. I wear a hat.
Yeah.
How do you try to stay cool with a hat on in the hot weather?
I try to stay out of the hot weather.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go outside, though.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've never really thought about it, to be honest. Like, there's nothing special I do.
So it was a rough day for Braves first base coach, lost his name already, Perry Hill, who was part of a doubleheader yesterday. Hot in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
nice and humid.
So they were out there. Excuse me. It's Marlins first base coach. They were in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Hill, all right.
So I can get that straight. It was hot out there. Doubleheader. Got to be on the field a whole lot. So he decided to put a piece of cold, wet lettuce underneath his helmet.
You know what? I've heard of that before. I can't remember where I heard it, but I heard of another person doing that. And I guess supposedly it does the job. I don't know. But
there's no way.
I'm not going to try it. All but
right. Yes, you do. Tomorrow, bring a piece of lettuce.
Okay.
Walk around the building.
Yeah.
See if it keeps you cool.
Under my hat.
Under your hat. Put it under your hat.
All right.
I think that's isn't that an expression? Put it under your hat?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it came from.
But maybe.
Are you going to do this? Can you do like Instagram Live?
I will probably forget.
Oh, people will remind you on Twitter. So bring in a piece of lettuce. Put it under your hat. Do you have lettuce?
It's got to be. I probably have to stop at the supermarket, but I know it's got to be cold and wet. So I would imagine.
Well, it just needs to be cold. Well, it really just has to be a piece of lettuce, because you could put it in the refrigerator and then put water on it.
That's true. I'm afraid of it like dripping down the whole time, though.
You got to look a t-shirt on. Who cares?
That's true. But I'm in the studio.
You'll be fine. Tomorrow, that's the goal. And if you forget, I will bring one in.
Okay.
And then we'll just send you on your way.
Okay.
And test out this theory. I don't want to make Chrissy do it. I don't want to ruin her hair.
No, no, I'll do it.
Ordinarily, we'd make
Young
Schaub do it, but I don't think he wears hats. When CD wear one. So it's going to have to be you, because I'm not doing it either. So that'll do it. Thanks, you guys. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Don't forget, Technically Correct kicks things off at 10. Thanks for talking.